From father's dream to son's dream, real estate development. With his father deceased and a growing fortune due to the success of the citrus business, George Merrick started to refocus his energy on something that was of greater interest to him, real estate development. He dreamed of transforming the plantation into a planned community. Merrick eased his way into this project. In 1915, he began serving as a member of the Dade County Commission, and around the same time, he entered the real estate business. Merrick became a highly successful real estate salesman and developer, selling land at the northern and western edges of Miami. As vice president of the Realty Securities Company, George developed more than 20 subdivisions before he started Coral Gables. The map here lists several of the development projects through which he gained practical experience before transforming the Coral Gables plantation into Coral Gables. George Merrick studied the architecture of Spain through illustrated books and the emerging urban planning styles of the U.S., such as the Garden City movement and the City Beautiful movement. In the development of Coral Gables, Merrick acted as visionary, financier, and salesman. He envisioned a Spanish-themed suburb offering a mix of tropical splendor with European elegance, grand entrances, plazas and pools, a waterway leading to Biscayne Bay, and golf courses for the middle class. Using his connections made through his work as a plantation owner, county commissioner, and real estate developer, George Merrick began to assemble his dream team of artists, architects, landscape architects, and construction workers that would help him build Miami's master suburb, Coral Gables. To learn more about the professionals that comprised Merrick's dream team, press the number prompts found on the opposite wall in this gallery. To hear a quote from George Merrick describing his passion for the development of Coral Gables, press 19.